Sweden school strike against deportations. Livshange Moyo, Rådvis Epatit Socialisterna, CWI Sweden. Before the seasonal holidays began in Sweden, an historic strike against the deportation of refugees was organized. On the 12th of December, at 12 noon, school students across the country, from Boden in the north to Ystad in the south, took part. At least 50 schools in 19 cities and towns were involved. The sense of strength and cohesion was overwhelming. The strike's show of strength could be a launch pad for a sharpening of the ongoing struggle against the government's divide-and-rule and deportation policy. Globala Gymnasiet in Stockholm, the secondary school, 16-18-year-olds, at which the initiative for the strike began, was basically emptied of students. Only those who were sitting national examinations in maths remained. Assembled in the schoolyard, the Globala students started off with an hour of speeches, before joining students from 20 schools at the Medborgarplatsen Square. In total, 2,000 participated at Medborgarplatsen for 1.5 hours, despite foul weather. Like Globala in Stockholm, Gymnasieben in Luleå served as an organizing center for the strike. The students in Let Us Live, Young in Sweden, LULE, had aimed at a real school strike since September, and started discussing it seriously in October. The fact that students in two cities worked together made a nationwide strike possible, and the two driving centers constantly spurred each other on. Long weeks of preparation strengthened the commitment of the young activists who carried out the strike. Because of that, the spread of the initiative took on a life of its own, especially in the last days before the 12th of December, when a number of new schools and locations joined in, such as TRANS, Östersund, Ystad, Gävle and UME. Having a worked out kit for strike organization, such as flyers, mobilization lists, to-do lists, was a great help. Eventually, 4,000 took part in the strike, 2,000 in Stockholm, 500 in Gothenburg, 300 in Bors, 200 in Uppsala, and 150 each in Lund, LULE, Boden and Pite. 50 schools in 19 locations were affected, from north to south, east to west. These are impressive figures which sum up yet another historic step forward in the building of a fighting opposition to the Social Democratic and Green Coalition government's brutal migration policy. More important than the numbers, however, is the political weight of the strike. The fact that school students downed their tools as a protest is a guide to the kind of methods that are germinating and waiting to be taken up as the struggle grows. In 2015, more than 35,000 unaccompanied children came as refugees to Sweden. Not until this year did they begin to get news on decisions about asylum, or, mostly, deportations. Action by refugees. In early August, young Afghan refugees started what became a 58-day 24/7 outdoor sit-down strike in Stockholm, spreading also to other cities. The sit-down strike called Unga Sverige, Young in Sweden, started with a handful. At the peak, they were about 1,000, gaining increased support, and putting pressure on the politicians. The mood against deportations has also been nurtured by the provocations of both the state and the Nazis. The victorious anti-Nazi mobilization in Gothenburg on the 30th of September played a major role, both as inspiration and as a warning of the destructive forces fostered by state racism. Following the disclosures of arbitrary age revaluations and growing numbers of rejections of asylum applications, the Migration Board's credibility has been laid bare, and this hardened the determination of the strike preparations. Members of Rådvis Epatit Socialisterna, RS, and Students Against Racism played an important part in the strike preparations. Our weekly paper, Offensive, carried reports and analysis, and received a very good response from the activists. On the day of the strike, RS had speakers at the demos in Stockholm, Gothenburg, Bors, LULE and Boden. At the Stockholm demo, there were speeches from refugees, several organizations and individuals, Students Against Racism, School Students Against Deportations, Young in Sweden and others. Natalia Medina spoke for RS, "We've never got anything for free. Not a single right has come, because the rulers suddenly realized that it was a good idea. Arguments and appeals to politicians and rulers do not work. It's big mass movements, strikes and protests that make change, she said to enthusiastic applause. Solidarity messages were read out from striking students in Kassel, Germany, and Tamil refugees in Britain. At one meeting preparing the strike, Sindicato Estudiantes, the students' union, in Spain shared important lessons about school strikes via Skype. It is a strength that the strike, in addition to focusing on making the day's activities a success, also managed to look forward to continued struggle. The call for a protest day with strikes and demonstrations in January to February is a brilliant initiative that should be spread in all forums, trade unions, cultural, sport, and tenants' associations, for example. Closer coordination between the various centers of action, as well as discussions on the alternative to the government's deportation policy, is a key to further steps forward. The state and establishment are clearly concerned. 2 weeks before the strike, the government announced a partial retreat which they claimed could give asylum to up to 8,000 refugees. However, it is subject to a string of conditions. Only those who arrive before the 25th of November 2015 are included. The young refugees must qualify for and pass through secondary education and, after that, find a job. And this is to be implemented by summer. Meanwhile, rejections and deportation orders continue. The Monday before the school strike, a group of refugee youth were deported. A number of young refugees have committed suicide this year. Retreats fail. The government hoped that the announced retreat would calm the movement. Instead, it is arriving at increasingly radical conclusions and applying increasingly radical methods. The government attempts to slow down the movement against the expulsions are driven by fear. Young people at the head of a fast-paced and fast-moving movement threaten to pull more and more people into the fight against the Social Democrats and Greens' brutal refugee policy. The struggle of recent months has already opened many eyes to the naked hypocrisy of the Swedish government's policies. It has exposed that the Rilas and the Ma youth and workers of all origins against the tiny elite, which tries to use suspicion against people on the run to divert focus from the fundamental deep social problems in society. The school strike represents an escalation that gives great hope of many more people being reawakened in the coming months, not only for the struggle for another refugee policy, but also for a socialist society.